The wait is over. The wait is over. A blog called SAR. The Wave Files. Yeah. You can hear me now. Put me in your pocket. Enjoy.
You can't eat that. Hi there, this is Sarah B. Chow with yet another blog. Thanks for tuning in as usual. If this is your first time doing so, I appreciate it if you like this, share this, subscribe to this, tell a friend to tell a friend that it is happening here, and all that good stuff. You know, we go about talking all kind of things on the webs and TV, movies, whatever. I'm busy doing like music videos of the sort. Check it out down below. Give it a go. You're probably listening to this right now on your favorite podcast app of choice. Oh man, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Class of 88. That's fire. Speaking of fire, Akai put out a brand new unit, the MPC Key 37. Yes, it's the junior of the other MPC key, what is that, 49? Yeah, something like that, or, ooh, not 49, 61, duh! The MPC Key 61. This is totally designed for the bedroom producer. Yes, that is the thing. Bedroom producers exist, and yeah, they're killing the game right now.
Hello.
If you don't have an MPC product, an Akai product, then this may be the one you should have. Why? Because it has the pads. It has all the little bells and whistles, knobs that an MPC should have. Plus a nice touchscreen. Plus 37 black and white keys. All in one unit for under $1,000. You can't beat that. I paid that and then some just for the MPC Live 2. It has this. You know, it's pluses for sure. It's a standalone machine. You can charge it up for a while, take it off the charger. You can bring it in the bathroom, bang out some beats, whatever like that. Yes, that's what you do, okay? Now, you can't do that with the MPC Key 37, unfortunately. You need to have it plugged in at all times. Yeah, that's kind of a bummer, right? And I'm not sure about the storage situation, you know, as far as like putting your internal drive into it. Maybe in the future they'll have something where you can do that, but as far as I know, you know, have a a USB stick or SD card maybe. Speaking of Akai, once again, MPC stems. I know everyone is waiting for this thing to drop. I am one of those persons that's waiting patiently. It's going to change the game for sure. You can separate stems and Fruity Loops, and it's close to perfect, you know, not 100%, but maybe a good 85%. But you can do things with that. I'm doing things with that right now. So I'm sure MPC is trying to make it close to perfect. Like I said before, if you don't have any Akai products at this point, you know, check out that MPC Key 37. That might be the one for you. Yeah. Let me get up out of here. Continue to do what you do as long as you don't hurt nobody in the process. Okay? Peace out. Or I should say, peace in. Bang.
Thanks for listening to The Wave Files. A blog called SAR, The Wave Files. Yes, podcast. Ain't that awesome? You can see me on YouTube and you can hear me here because you subscribed and you shared it with your folks. You're amazing. I appreciate y'all. You can also follow me across all social platforms. SAR Beach out. Till next time. Peace.